Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The amount of money that he got with that team, and then you take a look at some of the key players.
I would need you to be consistent with this one, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Why? I need you to be consistent with this one.
Sense?
Buddy.
Go on.
Buddy, in what sense?
We'll see you in a couple of numbers time.
Yeah, but you're coming with the
money. All right, cool. Calm, chill out. Don't just look you guys' ass. Chill out.
No, no, something is
flipping out. Chill.
Because
who's
looking
at us? I need to finish my sentence in order to be consistent.
Go on. Talk about money.
God bless you.
Now I'm on you now.
Oh. Mouth is on you.
This is going to be a feisty episode now.
Mate,
so let's go.
You've done it before, and all you managed to do is a show of Adam McCullough. Just chill. What I'm saying now is, with Mancini,
what's he talking about?
Barring that,
have you seen his hat?
Oh, he also has a show on Boxer, by the way. So I'm with you.
Well done. You're doing well now.
Don't
let these lot gas you.
I'm not.
Mancini,
double.
Mancini, following that season,
let me know when you
want
to go get a new Rolex. I'll buy it for you.
Oh man.
Oh. We took your money.
Oh. Hey, Larry.
All right. Here we go.
SDS Live at 7.
Filthy at 5.
Today we're talking about managers.
Jeez.
That's not how he does it.
Manangas.
We don't do that.
Nah, he does Filthy at
5. Go on, you do it.
You show me how he does it.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, no, wait. So you're OFB now, yeah? All right, cool, say nothing. Till Wayne, you heard him.
All right,
cool.
OFB.
All
right, BT go.
BT go.
Man snorted, you know.
Filthy at 5.com. Subscribe if you're not subscribed. Come see us on audio platforms. We are on Apple. We are on Spotify. I think we're on Amazon, but I don't think you are on Amazon, so it doesn't really matter.
The mic's not picking it up.
Today, we're going to be running down the top 10 Premier League managers of all time. Since Jurgen Klopp announced that he's leaving the Premier League, I think that debate has become a little bit more intense. There are questions that need to be answered. There is context that needs to be provided. There are Premier League managers. There are only but so many Premier League managers who have won Premier League titles.
I don't like the fact that you got like old guys in there.
Really? Such as Sir Bobby Robson, RIP.
Yeah, like what are we doing?
He made my list.
What?
What are we doing?
It's the Premier League, bro.
Yeah, but come on. How many viewers have seen this? I haven't seen this guy.
I picked someone that I didn't see.
We ain't got Coffin Dodgers.
We'll get into our lists in a second. But right now, what I need you to do is go to filthyat5.com. Thank you, everybody who's been buying the home jersey, supporting the boys. It's quality product. Collaboration with Umbro.
Support Black and Tigo businesses, man.
I said Black and Tigo business.
But before we get into our top 10, I'm going to introduce the panel from my right to my left. He was in Manchester last week, having a great time. He loves it there.
He's got a tan.
He got a
Thank
Manchester
you.
Tan.
Thank you, man.
He doesn't want to. Whenever I message him about Jude Bellingham having 3 legs, he doesn't reply.
Nah.
His name's Poet.
It's not my thing to talk about. I leave it to Tigo Specs. But Vibba, I am dropping a tape this week. I promise. It is coming out and the video drops on Friday. Is it Friday today? Or is it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, 2 days time, my people. I don't promote it enough. This is me promoting it right now. Have a good time. Sit down, chill, relax and play this music. You'll enjoy it. Ask Lippy and Steve-O. Ain't that right?
God. Yeah.
Come on. They haven't even heard it. So
I have.
Thing.
Have I not? It's not one of the ones you showed me?
I'm playing. You heard it. Just flip it out. I'm joking.
I love it.
Come
have
on,
I
guy.
Not?
Next on the panel, he's just been for a power walk.
Mm-hmm. Unexplainable absence.
He's having a pep talk around the corner.
He's on the flag for Northwest London, in case you forgot. Mm-hmm. His name's Lippy Lickshot.
Lippy from the 10.
Ben 10.
I'll say faster than Zinchenko.
Yeah,
facts.
Ben White.
No facts.
Whoa.
No.
Trossard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
I thought Kiwi, but I saw him run the other day. You know what? We'll leave it there.
Next on the panel, he's been speed dating. He wasn't here last week, so he thought he'd represent West Ham after their 6-0 home humbling at the hands of Arsenal. His name's Steven the Madman.
Is it humbling?
You'd better be humble. They had better be humble. Your manager had better be. You know what? You tell me if it was a humbling.
This is mad. Tigo, you know how football works.
He said he said they were going to do us. He was talking about betting on the three-peat. That's what he was saying.
The tattoo, the triple tattoo bet. Yeah.
Triple tattoo. And
are you humbled? Answer the question.
Hello, boys. Yeah. Hello. Okay. I get enough from the trolls, bruv. Little bit. Yeah, it's all good. Happens.
Humbled.
It? Yeah, it happens. It's fine.
Quick six.
Every now and then you have to get humbled. Like, you lot have been humbled many times by me over the time. Excuse me? Declan Rice scored his first goal in a win against you lot. Do you remember that? Yeah, that was another humbling
us,
for you.
I remember, you beat us 1-0.
Okay, yeah. So there's many times you've been humbled at this table.
He was the first person to beat us at
Big up, man. Yeah, so yeah. First time I've been humbled in a long time. So, like, obviously, I'm going to need you lot to help me through it. Yeah?
Oh,
big up, big up. Hey.
Man said, help me through.
Iron Sheik.
Steve-O the Madman, King of Snap Man with the Gap. Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah? Because you lot weren't thinking I was going to say that again. Yeah? Bada bing, bada boom.
Next on the panel, he's got no new music coming out, unlike Poet. His name's Jordy.
Wonder Kid's not out yet.
No.
Are you joking? I've been gone a little while. Or 1 week.
Yeah,
one week.
I asked you last week as well.
And what did you say?
We're getting closer to that date, man.
Yes.
We're getting closer to that.
Who's
date.
On that? you better have a hell of a guest.
It's Universal. It's because Universal.
It's gone from Wonder Kid to veteran. The guy's got older now.
speaking of veteran, I tweeted that Roy Hodgson was managing in 1976.
Yeah,
and someone replied to me that when he was in year 10, he was in year 7.
Wow. So you've been having banter away from me. That's crazy. It would have been nice if you would have just part forwarded it onto me. We could have laughed together.
When Roy Hodgson didn't get a vote here, right? But you don't know Ball Challenge. Lippy, yeah. Name me every Premier League team that Roy Hodgson has managed.
No. Palace, obviously. Yep. Liverpool.
Yep.
What complexion are you?
Uh-huh. Blackburn.
Yep.
I was about to say it. West Brown?
Yeah.
West Brown. Accidental goal.
Jamie Carragher.
Come on, one more, man.
One more. Fulham.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
We got
to the cup final. Yeah.
Lippy, West Brown. I wouldn't have got that.
The table.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nah, I love quality that. Stuff.
Next on the panel, he survived the storm of his...
what are we calling it? Hurricane...
Hurricane statements.
Hurricane statements.
Hurricane statements.
Do you know why I like this episode? Because it's about managers. And he's the only manager on this panel to get sacked.
Who, PK Humble?
Yeah,
it's true, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're sharp, man. You're bloody sharp.
He's not sharp. He's got bumpies. He's got the bumps underneath. He's got the bumpies. He's not sharp. He's the bad sharp, yeah. I'm coming out like, nice.
Bumpies.
That table's in trouble.
You know, this table.
That table's in trouble.
I know, man.
I don't like this.
Welcome to the show, PK Humble.
Thank you. Welcome, Bobby Charlton. Welcome, everyone.
Why do you touch your face so much recently when you're talking?
He likes the beard.
Because I feel like I'm feeling
trying to cover up that patchy beard.
My beard ain't patchy. My beard is right, man.
It's not super.
Right,
it's not super, like, thick and that.
Nah,
I'm not saying mine is or anything like that.
I don't need it super thick. Yeah, we know what super thick.
Dog. Do you know every single person's done something today?
Go on YouTube to see what PK just did. It was very well executed.
In school, when Steve used to do this, his hand used to go in between his gap. It's good. He used to go to his incisors. When I'm incisors. Yeah,
you boys, come and allow me today. Yeah?
Listen,
come
on,
defend
as
me,
table,
man.
As a table, yeah,
as
man.
A table, we stand strong.
Stand what you lot stand for? You lot stand for Steve, yeah?
How do you call his gap thick?
Gap. And you know what's crazy, boys? Do you know at least once a week, and I'm on about at least, I get offered to get my gap filled. But because of the young...
Wow. Nice.
Please, who's messaging you?
But because of the people that follow me that have gaps,
yeah,
I keep standing. It for them. There you get me.
Gap
next on the panel, he's got fantastic teeth. No
and
question
I had a gap
about
when
it.
I was younger.
Did you ever get me?
Yeah, but
younger?
I got braces.
Did you have
like
braces?
Someone.
Yeah, same. I had braces as well.
You don't have braces in these days,
get
man.
Braces for your ears.
They're unique, man.
You said his ears got a gap.
They're unique, man.
His name's Miles.
Best head on YouTube.
You love that. That's double. AKA the best looking guy on YouTube, man. I ain't got the best head.
Anyway, filthy@5.com. We're going to run through some managers in Premier League history who were represented with votes on our list, but didn't crack the top 10. Like, for instance, Lippi voted for a coach that he definitely never saw coach a game.
You know
Kenny
what?
Dalglish.
But
no, he was at
on the list.
Oh, he did at Liverpool, yeah.
He said highest place finish first. I said, you know what, Kenny?
And he's knighted. It does say sir.
Is he a knight? Like,
Scottish knight? Oh, no, Sir Alex Ferguson as well.
Next manager to get a vote and not make the top 10. I voted for him. He's no longer with us. He was I think he was a game-changer manager for Liverpool, Gerard Houllier.
Come on.
Next manager, only one person voted for him. It was me again. He's no longer with us.
It's me again.
I read his autobiography when I was a kid, and I actually think he's one of the most fantastic men in football of my childhood, Sir Bobby Robson.
Hey, how old is he? Yeah? How old is this guy?
Nah, don't
I
say that.
I can't put Maradona on a list, but this guy's putting all these old guys
I remember
on
Robson Sir Bob,
was managing in 2004.
Yeah, I remember
Robson.
Managed Newcastle.
No, because
yeah.
I'm going to rate them later
Sir,
on.
Come on to man.
No, because we're going
to
rate these guys later on.
Let me get him Tego a little bit. Jesus.
I was going to put him there for R9.
Exactly.
What? He done what with R9? He managed R9?
Hey, he bought R9. Yes, blood. He bought
Robson or Charlton?
To be fair, he wanted Alan Shearer.
I didn't know that either.
Did he? All right, do you know what? I forget now.
Is he the only English man to manage Barcelona?
No, Kevin Keegan did, right?
I'm not sure.
No.
How about Kevin?
He managed in Germany, I'm sure, Keegan.
Bobby's done a lot of stuff, you
no,
know?
No, you're right. Yeah. I think Bobby Robson might be, yeah.
Graham Potter's going there, though.
What, to Barca? Oh, wow, that's a big one.
A manager who got two votes but didn't crack the top 10, one from Lippi and one from Scribbs, was Mauricio Pellegrino. Sorry, not Pochettino.
Shocking manager.
Pellegrino.
Who? Scribbs, what is his name?
Manuel Pellegrini.
Did you say Scribbs?
I said Mauricio Pellegrini.
A lot of players disliked
don't
him.
Don't like him. Sorry, I don't know him, not personally, but as a manager.
I think Antonio came in and said, nah.
Yeah.
A manager who got two votes and didn't make the top 10. Miles had him highest. Steve-O had him second highest. Was Mauricio Pochettino.
Nah.
Top 10?
We like Pochettino.
We're in Pochettino.
That's horrible.
For what he's done for Tottenham and their legacy.
Another manager who got votes but didn't make the top 10. He got votes from Jordi, Miles and Scribbs. Is David Moyes.
What?
Was Moyes on there?
Nah, he didn't back him.
Well, David Moyes is one of their managers that's been around in the Premier for years. Forget West Ham and Manchester United. Oh yeah, he's doing that. No, forget West Ham.
All right.
Forget Sunderland. And I'm not saying forget West Ham. Forget the recent results of West Ham. Just now, the other league got slapped.
Yeah, you're in a bad run, bro.
Oh, we've lost two. Prior to that, we was in sixth, rude boy. No, but you're chatting. Come on.
You were in sixth, and then you held sixth.
But remember, this is recently right now. This we're talking about now, 2024.
Bro, we were sixth 2 weeks ago.
Okay, cool, fine. But I'm talking about Moyes from Everton days.
And we won the cup last year.
Yeah, brother.
Not in the Premier League.
Jesus Christ, let me land. This is my whole point. I put him in the list.
Oh, yeah.
He was in my top 10.
You're attacking him. Nah, you know, you might have to go to that table, you know.
The reason why I put him in there is because what he's done at Everton. Everyone knows that Everton was a tough place to go. Obviously, he got the Man United job. Wasn't great. Great for West Ham.
Qualified for the Champions League.
What he's probably done at West Ham's.
He won your trophy, Everton.
He qualified for Champions League.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm getting there. I'm saying, but his legacy didn't start at West Ham. It started before that. He was a solid manager.
He's a good manager.
Him getting Everton top four is a major achievement. I know they didn't get through the qualifying stages.
Look how much players he's brought into the league as well. Quality players into Everton throughout the years.
And he's Mikel Arteta's mentor.
Facts. But sometimes the mentor takes over the teacher.
That's exactly the saying. A manager who got two votes, one from Jordi and one from Miles, he didn't make the top 10. It's Harry Redknapp.
Come on, man.
Undeniably a great Premier League manager.
Come on, man. What are we doing here?
Portsmouth, West Ham, Tottenham.
Come on, man.
He's a transformational figure in all three clubs.
And he loves African players.
Every single player that's come into his... Either hear him or Ancelotti.
Gareth Bale was a left back when he met Harry Redknapp, you know?
Yeah, management.
The last manager to get votes and not crack the top 10 was voted high by PK and Steve-O is Sam Allardyce.
Oh, never
you
Sam
didn't
Allardyce.
Put... You know, Big I set my Samuel. List too late. I shouldn't...
Oh, Big man. Face Samuel. Sam.
Why did you put him on there?
Because he's... Nah, he's
oh, my God. Why has your face gone like
Listen,
that?
Listen, science. He brought science to the Prem. Shout out Big Sam. And 100% record at England.
He definitely was ahead of the game in terms of some data, yeah.
Why did you put him in there?
Because of the data stuff. The data stuff is big. Like, I'm big on data. I'm big on that kind of stuff. Tech. And he brought it to the Premier.
He did a good job at Sunderland as well.
Oh, Big Sam. Sam Allardyce.
Not a great job at West Ham.
No. Good job at Bolton. Bolton bad. Scary.
Not a bad job at Newcastle. Newcastle fans might disagree, but they weren't a great side at that time.
I may have said this before on here, but I'm going to repeat it. So excuse me if I've said it before, but I used to be managed by Dean Holdsworth, who was managed by Big Sam and pretty much mirrored a lot of what he did at Bolton. And so when we used to have Dean at Newport and at Redbridge, the way he used to coach us based on Sam Allardyce, I was like, oh, there's a lot of thought. Because everyone just thought Sam Allardyce put it, but he put it up there.
There was a reason.
There was a reason. So yeah, so after that, I was like, I started looking at him differently. Yeah, I started looking at him different.
But he also had a pint of wine when he was the England manager.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of wine. Mad thing.
But number 10 on our list was voted by PK. He's voted highest by Greg. And Tigo had him sixth. Carlo Ancelotti. Chelsea had three Premier League winning managers at that time, and he was the one that played the best football.
100%.
Yeah, but the thing is, the reason why I want to put Ancelotti is because Chelsea had so many managers, and he was one that of the rest that didn't make any impact into the Premier League, really. Yeah, but how many other managers did Chelsea?
No, but a lot of them did win the league. They've got a mad thing.
A lot of managers came in and didn't win the league.
Okay,
they won it in style, bro.
He came back to the Prem,
and Everton, he was not listened to by Alex.
He was okay at Everton. Obviously, he left, and the club was in. Maybe Everton fans will tell me otherwise. They were crumbling at that time. But he phoned Alex Iwobi on a boat and said, "Come Everton." But he was wearing an Arsenal shirt at the time. So
I was watching a doc recently, and they said that he was the first manager to start playing that deep line DM.
Is it
like the way that we're doing it now? It was AC Milan.
Did he start the diamond?
That might be what it is then.
He's been around for a long time. What else did he start?
Weren't that a thing though in Italy?
The diamond?
I don't know. I like that diamond formation, you know. It's hard. It's so hard to play against.
He was a great manager. Great. At Chelsea, he was...
Not top 10.
It kind of felt like he just kind of went with it. Like, oh, I'll win the league. Okay.
So now, how did he go again? I can't remember.
I don't remember how he left.
I just left.
It was going bad. It was going bad.
They lost to Everton. They were 6 points behind Manchester United. He got £6 million to leave.
Well done.
They would take where I'd they was there six, now.
£6 million to leave anyway. Yeah.
But I think at the time, sorry to interrupt. At the time, I think Chelsea wanted, Abramovich wanted Champions League, didn't he? It was Champions League. And I think managers that were coming in doing half decent, this wasn't good enough.
And this is why he wasn't a good Premier League manager for me, because I just feel like he wasn't, Steve. For me, it just feels like he just came and just did a job like the rest of the Chelsea
managers. A good job, though.
Kind of agree with Miles.
Remember him for what he's doing now. The Champions Leagues, Real Madrid, we all know that. But what he was doing back then, he was still a quality manager then. But it's just like, okay, Ancelotti, you're like the rest of it.
But Miles, take a look at this year. You take a look at how many managers come into big clubs and have to manage big personalities. Hear me out. They get to big clubs with big personalities and fail. Ancelotti's not just proving it at that Chelsea club. You can see this is something that he has in his locker, where when he goes Italy, he shows it. But not everyone has that.
He was the fourth manager in 21 months. So it was Gus Hiddink, Avram Grant, Scolari and Mourinho.
And that's a lot. And we usually talk about managers having to get that mess and then make up an excuse for them. He got all of that mess.
Didn't do anything, really.
He won the league.
I don't think he done anything. But I think Chelsea were one of the best teams in the world.
Let me come in on this one. Do you remember who he took the league from? It's the greatest Man United team ever.
In a way.
Yeah, but they'd been winning, I think.
No, that Man United side had the Cristiano Ronaldo.
And Ronaldo left.
He took the
Ronaldo
from
leave.
Him.
Did I think Ronaldo
he might
leave.
He might have left and gone Real Madrid. Yeah.
We're gonna talk about
I'm
him.
I'm not gonna doubt that's
that. That ain't his base. He didn't build that team. Yeah. That's just
no. He didn't build that.
Came
team.
Came in and did
but
a
he
job
worked.
And left.
Who did he
but
bring?
But it's not easy, bro.
Did he bring anyone in?
I think nobody brought. No manager brought in players. I think that was what was going on. If you remember, they were one of the early teams of the manager will coach the players we buy for them.
Even a Chelsea fan would sit here and say, "Okay, Ancelotti won us the league, but he's not." All
right,
cool.
They had Petr Cech, Ashley Cole.
I don't know if a Chelsea fan would say that.
I don't think they'd say that either.
Did he win them the champs? No.
Yeah, but Di Matteo did.
He's not top 10 in the league, though. Actually.
No, I agree with you there.
I think your attitude you've got now is the attitude at the time. But I think looking back...
It's not because they've won. They've gone on to win multiple leagues after that with multiple managers.
They haven't gone on to win multiple leagues like that, you know.
But they've won various amount of leagues with different managers.
The players that joined that summer were Ross Turnbull, Daniel Sturridge, Yuri Zhirkov and Nemanja Matic.
Nah, come on, bro. You got to rate his thing. You got to rate his thing.
He inherited that team. His assistant manager, Ray Wilkins.
Oh, the hero.
Butch.
What had to happen on the last day as well? Didn't someone have to score a certain amount of goals and they were arguing over penalties? I think they beat someone.
It was Drogba and Lampard.
They won by 1 point.
For the golden boot. Drogba Lampard.
103 goals scored that.
Brother, they were scoring. No, brother,
I'm not taking away anything.
You are taking a little bit away from him.
No, I'm
putting him in a 10th position in the league, and you're saying no.
And remember, like you said, remember he came to Everton, you know, boy,
and didn't do too bad at a bad Everton setup.
Yeah, didn't he?
He could take 10. He could take 10 100%.
Again, look back. Look at Everton's now.
Because the way he won the league in style, there's a couple other managers that have won the league, and they ain't won it like that. I will tell you that. He could take 10.
And who else can Who else won the Chelsea? I would like to know the other manager that did win a league.
Conte, Jose Mourinho.
Conte and Mourinho. Okay.
He got Didier Drogba to 29 league goals that year.
Brother,
he did. Did he?
But Drogba
is inevitable.
No, it's not.
No one else got 29 league goals.
You're right. You know what? You're right. Let's just move on. Because I don't think he should be there. But it's your opinion.
He could take 10.
Well, number 9 on our list came from Chelsea. Greg and Lippi. And Scribbs had him. The only ones who did, Antonio Conte.
I don't understand why.
I don't say same. Antonio
That's
Conte
more like
is
it,
the same for
me. No, it's not the same. That's the
for
same.
For me, there's no impact.
I remember he won.
No, he should not. Sorry, Lippi. He's made more of an impact, Antonio Conte, than
definitely. He won 30 games that season. Right. I remember that. I'll be honest. That's the only reason.
I think he made a negative impact.
I think he made. Yeah, the football was horrible. Three at the back, the wing back. The football was horrible.
And let's not
watch.
Forget, he managed Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, and that was terrible.
You know, it was more
well.
Of an impact because everybody started doing it after Ancelotti back three and two wing backs.
And Chelsea never really recovered. I know they won the Champions League with two
calls. I know, but it's an impact. He made more of an impact and he done it while winning the league.
He was more of an impact than Ancelotti.
Yes, I think so. He made more of an impact on the Premier League.
What was Ancelotti's
than
impact?
Didn't do.
Yeah, I don't think Ancelotti had impact.
He didn't have impact.
Was he not the first to break the 100?
103 goals. Didier Drogba scored
29 goals.
Maybe I'm using the wrong word. Influence on the league.
He
then
took over the team that had Hiddink, Scolari.
Yeah,
like,
man, bad.
Bad, bro.
But he had an ill influence on it.
Of course he did.
Changed their
I think
their
it's
tactics.
A negative influence.
It doesn't matter. He's
That's
still
why
done
I don't.
It.
I don't have him because
influence is influence.
I think he's had a negative influence.
Negative is bad influence.
It's still an influence, though. You still changed your.
No. This is a man
tactics.
Who's a bad influence
no,
on
think,
people.
I
That's
think,
why he's saying that.
It was a bad Chelsea side, probably at a bad time in the Premier League. I don't rate that. I remember Arsenal might have beat them in the semi-finals or the final of the FA Cup and. Even then, that wasn't that we would never be in that Chelsea.
I'm so glad he's not in the Premier League.
I think what Miles is saying is fair though, because like, look, whether we like it or not, it was because I think it was ugly too. But there's another guy we're going to mention who played ugly football too, but he got his results.
No, that's not true though.
They're focused on. Let's focus.
Yeah, I'm talking about this guy.
Okay,
Conte got his results. He got his results and he's done it well, and everyone copied what he did.
Thank you. No one copied Ancelotti.
You couldn't.
People around the world copied Ancelotti.
In the Premier League, not Chelsea, my boy. We're doing Premier League. Premier League managers. Forget Real Madrid, all these other guys. I just think,
yes, they won the league. Yes, he galvanised what the squad was there. He took it back to base, went three at the back, went on that mad run. He finished 7 points ahead of Tottenham Hotspur.
And you see that, and can I tell you, you see that run that he started? That's because Arsenal beat them like 3-0, I think, at Emirates. And then they changed everything and done so. Bro, but that wasn't even like a long-term situation where you go, that is the way we're going to move forward.
Still more of an influence. Still more of an impact.
I think it's negative. If you go into
matter.
No, hear me out. If you're Carlo Ancelotti and you win the league the way they won the league, to me, that is a good way of saying to the next gaffer that comes in, here's a style that we can adopt with this team. You see that Chelsea style of playing? No one is taking that forward.
But everybody else done it.
Tottenham took it forward and done what?
Then you're right. You're correct because it did change the way everyone played that season. I think it says more that he figured out some hack to exploit Premier League teams to win the league. That's great. Ancelotti didn't need that. He just needed to make every player better, and he needed to make the team better.
Two different types of management. Doesn't mean it's wrong.
No, I prefer one.
Yeah, so do I. I don't think he's...
But one's better for football, you know. One's terrible.
We've spoke about how bad the Premier League was during that period. And if you're saying that his was the formation... style that got adopted, it made the Premier League worse.
I'm giving
no,
him
but
credit.
Let's have it right. I don't think he should be in this list.
Conte should
maybe
be
do
in
I.
This
I don't think he's been in this list. I'm just saying.
So why the hell was he in the list? If
I didn't vote.
Did you put
him in?
I didn't
vote
for
him.
No, I didn't. I'll put him in.
I just think he should be more in this list than more than Ancelotti at Chelsea. That's
if you walk
I
away from the Premier League and you've got Drogba scoring 29 goals, I'm like, I like what you've done with the Premier League. If you're talking about what Conte styled onto the Premier League,
it
and
wasn't even
it
all
was
that ugly,
horrible.
I like what Fabregas and Costa were doing,
I don't think it was that
Conte,
ugly.
I don't
either.
Think it was all that ugly with Conte.
No, you're talking about Cesc Fabregas under a different guy we're going to mention. Marine. That was great.
Yeah, but also, let's take into account that Tottenham run.
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
He always talk about
it. He did get him to the Champions League, but.
He storms out of every door he walks in. Let's have it right. Like, that's,
he
that's
punched
just,
up. Remember, he got the ring.
It's Italy, that's though. The way he moves.
He got the ring. Martinez, he had the fight with him, didn't he?
Mm. But he won the league at Inter and stormed out. Like, that's his story.
Also, PK, you're a big fan of men who wear wigs.
Yeah, I love the wig thing. Well, he wears a wig, yeah? I didn't know.
He was bald as a player.
Who was?
Maybe
he was
got a hair transplant.
Oh my God. Conte was DM in it.
Yeah, he was proper bald.
It was when he got fired, he jumped on.
Are you gonna get a wig?
I think Ludacris wore a wig.
No, I'm proud of my whole situation.
Ludacris wore a wig.
Nah.
You think
what, the cane roll?
He hasn't got cane rolls right now. He's just got that
put in the
fast
ten
he did
afro.
Recently. Maybe I'm hating.
He's easier to get a wig cane roll than it is any other hairstyle. You just weave it in, yeah.
I saw a thing. I think Sharky was wearing a wig. I'm gonna ask him. I need to investigate.
Ask him now.
That
look
one.
At the camera.
Sharky was wearing a wig.
When?
Any time in his life, innit? If he says yes, then you know he was wearing a wig that day.
All right, cool.
Number 8 on our list. It's the first manager on our list to not win the Premier League, but PK, Greg, Jordi, Scribbs, and Steve-O had him highest. It's Rafael Benitez.
I like
someone.
Him.
And I know about the
when
man
I
there.
Put him in, I thought to myself, he's won the Champions League, he's winning. He's like, oh, that's not the Premier League. But then I remembered at a time how close he took the top teams, which was Arsenal. Like, he was like the closest next one. And probably should have won a league or that's done better, man, in the league.
He done the same thing Kevin Keegan done, though, innit? Came out and spoke about Alex Ferguson and started doing some nonsense. And
but
then,
good manager. Good
he made
manager.
Me like Cinnamon Pongo as well.
And Cinnamon Pongo, yeah.
He's been in the league
and
three
times. Is he Congolese, Cinnamon Pongo?
No, he can't be. I think he's from Cameroon or Togo or something.
Yeah, Newcastle.
It doesn't sound Congolese.
Newcastle.
Pongo
Newcastle.
Is not Congo.
Everton.
Liverpool and Everton.
Oh my God, I forget it was at Everton. Yeah, that was bad. That's ruined him. That ruined him, man.
Yeah, ruined him, yeah.
That's when he was on.
And Chelsea. Was he at Chelsea?
Yeah, no. He won the Europa League
with
him.
Was at Chelsea? He won the league with him.
He won Europa League with him.
Europa League.
Yeah, Chelsea. He's done four stints here.
I forgot he was at Everton.
Where's he been, though? What does he do now?
He's at Real Betis. He's at Real Betis now.
How's he doing over there?
He's done a lot of stuff, innit?
Good guy, man.
Celta
I like
Vigo.
Him.
Celta Vigo, same thing. White and green. Celtic.
They're all green.
Now, in the Premier League, I remember that midfield he built of Mascherano, Xavi Alonso and Gerrard. But then he wanted to sign Gareth Barry and get rid of Xabi Alonso.
And come to where, Lippy?
He was slightly a madman towards the end of it. You know, he done everything.
He started losing his brain.
He famously took over a couple of former Jose Mourinho projects. He took over Inter Milan. And Inter Milan were winning the league back to back to back to back to back to back to back. He did not win the league when he went to Inter Milan. He took over Chelsea and he took over Real Madrid. And was not good in those roles.
Have you ever known a man that just keeps going to your exes?
Yeah.
That's not a good man to hang around with, bro. I don't want to know that.
Do you know what? I don't like managers that have managed that many clubs in that space of time, but has it been a long time? It's been 20 years, isn't it?
He's got a big space of time.
Liverpool. Maybe
they thought he was a better coach than he was at a point. That's what it was. That Liverpool, that night in Turkey,
and I thought Istanbul. He was elite until we read out that list.
He's not super elite. Do you know what it is? What disappoints me is when I think about, I don't understand how you go, just as a human being, let me get rid of Xabi Alonso and bring in Gareth Barry. No disrespect to Gareth Barry, although it sounds like it. I don't get that move, and it makes me even question everything from that.
Everyone in this country told him and told everyone they needed Gareth Barry.
Yeah. He was hot property.
Gareth Barry was class.
He's coming from Villa, right? I'm not saying he's Alonso.
No, but I'm saying you have Alonso.
Yeah, but all three, Barry, Alonso and Gerrard would have been sick.
No, but he had to get rid of Alonso.
No,
I'm
just saying it would have been sick.
And then we was going to get Alonso.
Exactly. That breaks my heart, bro.
Number 7 on our list got votes from PK, Greg, Lippy, Tigo. Scribbs had him highest. Steve-O had him 10th. Roberto Mancini.
Scribbs is messing up this.
I have nothing to say.
Okay, now that. See your Ancelotti argument.
That's Mancini.
No,
that's Mancini.
No. Because. Oh,
fight for us.
Yeah, I don't know where I heard this recently. Someone helped me out. But they were speaking so highly of.
Not
saying that he's a bit of an arse and he fancies himself and all the rest of it, but he was a good manager, a good tactician, a good manager. I don't know where I've heard this recently.
He was a good manager. He won the league.
Changed things.
Many times at Milan, Inter.
It surprised me. So.
He had a good record of Italy at one point.
Like, he's a good manager, but he's an arse.
I don't think he was good at Man City, though. When I take a look at that season, that looked like the early days. If you spend enough money, you might just do it.
Who won their first?
Him.
Oh,
yeah,
come
him.
On, man. That's a big one to win your first.
He jumped that Mark Hughes team up.
He did, 100%. But again, he got so much.
like the amount of money that he got with that team, and then you take a look at some of the key players.
I would need you to be consistent with this one, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Why? I need you to be consistent with this one.
So buddy,
go on.
Buddy, in what sense?
We'll see you in a couple of numbers time.
Yeah, but just coming with the
money. All right, cool. Calm, chill out. Don't just lick your guys' ass. Chill out.
No, I'm not saying he's
flipping out. Chill. Well, I need to finish my sentence in order to be consistent.
Talk about money.
God bless you.
Now I'm on you now.
Oh, Miles is on you. Miles is on you.
This is going to be a feisty episode now.
Mate,
so let's go.
You've done it before, and all you managed to do was a show of Adam Akola. Just chill. What I'm saying now is, with Mancini,
what's he talking about?
Barring that,
have you seen his hat?
Oh, he also has a show on Boxer, by the way. So I'm with you.
Well done. You're doing well now.
Don't
let these lot gas you.
I'm not.
Mancini,
double.
Mancini, following that season,
let me know when you
want
to go get a new Rolex. I'll buy it for you.
Oh man. Oh.
We took your money.
Oh. Hey, Larry.
I'll just stop.
Let's go to the next manager.
Mancini.
Don't buy it now.
What? Let him talk, man. Let him talk.
The following season with Mancini at Man City, nothing happens. And I just think he just literally won that season because.
What happened next season? Like, what did happen?
Van Persie goes Man United and Alex Ferguson says, all right, let's just clean that up. So I just think.
That's a great United
Mancini,
team. Though.
It wasn't a great United team because afterwards, look at that Man United team. They're finishing seventh under David Moyes. So I look at that Man City team and I'm like, you throw enough money at one situation at that time. Obviously, doing it now is a bit more difficult, but at that time, you throw enough money at one situation, then you'll win it. 05 as well with Jose Mourinho. Throw enough money at situation, then you can win it.
It's hindsight, though, man.
Isn't it?
That's what I have. That's what we all have.
I'm joking.
What's someone gonna use?
Man's just trying to make everyone fight now. Royal Rumble.
No, your table's just a bit weak. Go.
Bang him up. I was holding him back. I ain't holding him back no more, bro.
It's not easy to get loads of money and do well with it.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
It's easier than getting no money.
It's much easier than getting no money.
No, but what I'm saying, but if you get it wrong, there's a lot of pressure with that.
They didn't get it right straight away.
Man City didn't get it. They didn't get it right straight away. They started getting money from what? 08? And then they won the league.
No, I mean Mancini didn't get it right. It didn't start like they won the league first year.
Well, there you go.
Took him a
but I mean
years.
Projects though, like for example, that like Chelsea didn't get it straight away. They got in Ranieri and then they got in Jose Mourinho, or they had Ranieri. But I'm saying to you, Man City had about how many years to get it right? A good 4 years. I imagine you... You're gonna get
but
it right,
but
no one else is.
You know what it is? You buy even the way Man City did it. So you go there, you buy players for the level. Mm. So it's a build, right? So even though he's getting the money, buying a £27 million Milner at the time, whoever bought it, I think it was Mark Hughes.
Sergio Aguero.
Aguero is a good one. But what I'm saying, he was overpaying.
He didn't
for
buy
people.
Them, by the way. Again, he did not buy these players.
He was overpaying for them for players just to come in and be squad players and all the rest of it.
So squad those on, man. Think about it, that was the end of the Ancelotti was the end of the Chelsea dynasty. It was the end
players.
Of the United dynasty to a certain extent. It was just Manchester City. And then they go on and they get your West Ham manager, who was trash. He won the league. Like, I just think for a period of time, Man City had it. Until Pep comes in, then I can't nothing to say to Pep. But all the managers beforehand, I'm like, yeah, all right. I don't think top
still.
10 really.
If he
came to the Prem tomorrow, what level would he be?
Umre Emery.
Obviously, he's Saudi Arabian manager.
Umre
right
Emery.
Unai Emery.
Go. Like if we lose Arteta, do you want Mancini?
No way.
Lose Arteta, do you want Mancini?
I don't want Mancini. No way.
Do you even want Mancini now?
Oh, Mancini.
I'd have him. Yeah.
Fair enough. West Ham.
I'd have him.
That says it all.
I'd have him.
I don't want him at Arsenal. Yeah.
He's done bits, man, but. Not in and in the Prem, he's done bits as well. But I get what you're saying. It was at a time of a bad Prem.
Yeah,
it's a bad
bro,
Prem,
like,
man. For
well,
me.
Number six. I think it's before the Prem gets bad. I think it's just before the Prem gets bad.
You don't think that Prem was a bit bad, though? That?
Nah, I think Arsenal, Chelsea, United.
We weren't
I think
that
decent.
Good.
Tottenham are getting there.
We weren't eighth.
We were Kieran
That's
Gibbs having
Harry
to do Redknapp a slide
Tottenham,
tackle
right?
on the
yeah,
last
yeah, they're getting
eight.
There. I think the league's yes. getting there at that point, to be honest. It's nearly, it's about to tip over and become bad.
Can
remember,
that's the time we
bad.
Go into TK Maxx, you know, and sign Ben Ayoun and all of them other guys around that same time, bro. So I don't know if that was
TK
a good
Maxx.
Time for the Premier League. I don't know if that was good. That's before then.
But number six on our list, he definitely won the league. Everyone had him except for Scribbs. Miles and Tigo had him highest. It's Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah, I had him because I know.
Good job at Chelsea. Won the league at Leicester.
Yeah. He managed other teams though, the Prem? Or not? Am I wrong? Fulham.
Yeah, did a bad job, yeah.
Couple bad jobs, you know, peeps.
Oh my
I days. Forgot about that before
no,
I put
the
him
basis
on my list.
Off the basis of Leicester, you can give
Sometimes
him,
you can get lucky.
Yeah. No.
A fair
you can't,
games.
You can't get, yeah, exactly that. 38 games is not for luck.
Hey, mate, I've watched the Mighty Ducks. I've watched, it was the baseball one we watched. Yeah,
even
the team.
If it's, even if it's just they played like that for him, it was him, innit?
That's all his time. He's talking lucky.
About Disney films. But the Mighty Ducks is a good ref.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man, the flying V, that's what he was doing. But he had a Kante. He got lucky. He got lucky with a Kante, with Mahrez.
Vardy, drink water.
That's too much players. Danny Drinkwater
was looking like one of the better.
Yeah, but that's good management. That's good management.
But if he had Hoof and Captain Morgan as centre backs.
Who did they have before? Gaffer.
Nigel Pearson.
Nigel Pearson, yeah. No, but under Nigel Pearson, you saw that Vardy was decent. Yeah. You saw that they had like a decent little core there. He came in, made them play a proper system, and it was unbeatable, basically.
It was.
No, I don't think you beat them twice. Them man are not worth nothing. But hang about. Right. So we've just said he had the Fulham job. He had the Watford job. And when I tell you it stunk.
No,
right,
he was spent by then.
That's before Leicester.
Brother,
right?
Steve-O.
Oh, nah. It was after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Watford was after.
And Fulham.
Fulham was after.
Was Fulham after?
Yeah. Okay. Still.
Bro, whatever. If I win the league with Leicester, every other job I take.
You can't win the league. One sec. Like you win the league and then you're spent. Like.
Nah, you pick yourself. You might pick yourself.
Nah, I you think can be in top 10.
Listen, he had one of those like. I powered up and.
Steve-O, you don't think he should be here?
I put him in there. But now I forgot about Watford and Fulham. Spent or not, they're still
he's
teams.
Manager of Cagliari now. Cagliari.
In Serie B?
No, Serie A. They're in the relegation zone, but they only came up last year.
He's not a great manager. He's done great things. He's done great things that
I'm
we love.
I'm with you, you know. I don't think he's a great
like,
manager.
Like getting Chelsea in the Champions League, he nearly didn't, you know. Last day of the season.
Cool, but Wonka he had
no rights.
Second.
Yeah, Liverpool. Remember, it was either them or them that went up and Chelsea won.
No, because that was either to get the money. Remember, Claudio Ranieri was there when my man was there.
Yeah, that was his one, and they sacked him, even though he finished fourth and got
there. Yeah, Gronkjaer gets them in Champions League. Then they go Champions League, then they beat Arsenal quarterfinals, get semi-finals, lose to Monaco.
Is he managing them?
They lose to Monaco in the semi-finals then.
Okay, my bad.
And they get battered.
If winning the league with Leicester as manager, whether or not he was the most important thing in the world at that time, if that doesn't get you in the top 10 Premier League
I don't know
of all
what
time,
does.
I don't know what does. Yeah, come on.
I don't know, bro, Steve-O. Because we ain't going to see that again for a while.
But if we're sticking
that's
to
true.
Our, if we're sticking to what
he was a good Chelsea manager.
We're doing.
But he was good Chelsea, though.
I'm this. Whoa. He's great. I put him in the list. So let's get that right.
You
I'll
see
put
the
him
players
in the
that you're saying were sick? Yeah. Where they were bought from? Like, no one was looking at them.
Yeah.
That's
he
true.
Didn't buy him though. No. So let's not making him.
You don't
the one
know
that.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
If
they
don't, if his career doesn't intersect with theirs, they're probably not going to go on to be who they are.
See, with that, they don't buy him stuff though. Like, surely they come with like a list of players and say he can do this.
Ranieri, okay, watch this though. Whether they buy him or not, that means he's better. Because like, who the hell is this guy? Yeah, all right, cool, centre mid.
Yeah, that happened to me, bro.
Everything you're saying though, it just suggests to me that's like, he one of them seasons, man.
but he was good at Chelsea. He finished second at Chelsea.
I liked him at Chelsea 20 years ago.
4-4-2 in 2015.
Yeah, 8 years ago.
And then done the two things. The other thing,
he was unlucky at Chelsea because that weren't at the invincible season. It would have worked out. Exactly. So it's like the year they got the money, we were just...
What?
Ripped
that,
off.
Yeah. It was the Invincibles when they got the money, Chelsea, yeah?
Yeah, and they still beat us.
No.
They did. In Champions League. They beat us. Wayne Bridge, remember?
Wayne Bridge, yeah.
Well, boys... Boys, I don't know how much money anyone's got on them right now. Because
doing a draft.
I didn't come here to talk money. I know my friend Miles didn't come here to talk money.
I did
but
not.
Somebody came here to talk money.
Rolex.
And number 5 on our list is going to be justified from a financial perspective by Poet First.
Do the Rolex sweep.
Jose Mourinho.
He's 5?
Yep.
Oh.
Voted lowest by Greg. You might expect that.
Greg's a hater though.
But I had him 5th.
I had him 4th.
5th. I had him
4th. I had him
4th. Do you know what? There's just been better examples since then, man.
He spent the record amount of money in a window to jump one place. And at that point, Man United said, we're going to take a step back, invest in Rooney, invest in Ronaldo, invest in these young players because they knew the money that was being spent, there's no point competing with it. We've got to do something else. Arsenal start stripping their team back after they go invincible. Players start disappearing everywhere. Jose Mourinho wins 2 back-to-back titles. Granted, dominates. But they spent a lot of money to jump one place in the league.
Nah,
sorry.
Man.
But they kind of had
where's
to.
Where's the other example?
He won a back to back league, went on holiday, came back, won a league again. He's a G. He's a G, bro.
But he got pumped twice out of the league after winning those leagues.
He's won them leagues, though.
But that's like Ranieri.
Earlier on, we said about our managers coming in. Conte made some the rest of the teams changed formation. I think Mourinho done that as well, no?
Yeah, he did.
He made a big impact in Chelsea.
Yeah, massive. When we're talking impact.
Yeah, this is it. Influence, impact.
He had the anti-tiki-taka football. Like, he ended the whole possession base. Like,
how do we feel about?
Do you know what? I don't like when people
negative.
Say that though. No, no.
I don't.
Fam, some of the football he played was very positive. I remember playing Chelsea thinking, I'm not on it, bro. Damien Duff, Sean Wright Phillips, flipping Joe Cole. It wasn't negative all the
just
time.
It's very hard to play against.
Very robust, some of his players.
It had a hard face.
They say, one sec though, but you do know they say he parks the bus.
No, that was, I think eventually it got to that.
No, he just did that in big games. And it was horrible for the league.
In big games, he would
park
the bus.
But he got them the results.
He treated, you know, he used to treat them big games almost like a Champions League tie. Okay, I'll get a point away from home and three at home. And then he'd just try and park the bus away from home. And
oi! Do you remember Chelsea at home under Jose Mourinho? You weren't getting nothing.
It wasn't just Chelsea, it was everywhere. He was
but
his,
but
at
that,
home.
That, that Jose Chelsea
15
was,
goals.
You weren't getting nothing there, bro.
Terry and Carvalho.
I think they lost one game at home in the cup to Charlton in the first season.
Again,
like,
I just think you should look at the competition he was up against.
Everyone though, no one got anything there. No one got no joy there.
I'm saying, look at the way he won that league was against a Man United that literally said, cool, we're going to step back. We're going to invest in young players. And that's what they did. Arsenal were selling off every one of their players that had just gone invincible. Jose Mourinho is the luckiest great manager ever.
Only Vieira was gone at that
But how many players were over the hill and how many were gone at the end of that year?
I hate it, but we went Champions League final that year. Like, we were still...
Yeah, but look, that Champions League final run is the greatest example of how not all Champions League final runs are built equal.
He took Spurs to a final.
Wait, boys, we're saying that Mourinho, we're taking
a bit
away from Mourinho
final
because of the other teams around him. But I would say that about the last manager, we said Ranieri, he won the league at a poor time. So I don't think we can
100%.
Really...
Yeah, but he did it with Leicester. He did not jump one place for 100 mil.
A Jamaican captain? Nah, man, you got to
read
that.
When Man United clicked and Ronaldo and Rooney were there, Jose Mourinho collapsed, crumbled, and was out of the league.
Yeah, but he already made the impact the time he... When he came...
He maximised a gap. That is pure penetration of a gap.
Sexy penetration.
Yeah, but he done it though.
You got to put it in. He put it in.
So you see with Mourinho signings... Most of them weren't his signings, I'm guessing.
At the end. At the beginning, they were. Yeah.
Paulo Ferreira was his. Carvalho would have been his.
I think the point you made is why he has to be top five. The Prem
he's
was.
Top five, yeah.
Yeah, because it was all about Wenger and Sir Alex Ferguson. It didn't look like there was
impact
a human on the planet.
But no, there wasn't. The context is now you've got Newcastle throw loads of money, Real Madrid, Man City throw loads of money. Chelsea throw loads. There's all these teams that have the capability to spend that money. At that point, Manchester United and Arsenal knew we can no longer compete for a certain caliber of Premier League player at the very least, because financially Chelsea are going to bury you.
100%.
So they take Sean Matt Phillips off Arsenal, Ashley Cole, everyone knows what happens there, and Manchester United go and find, like I say, a kid from Sporting Lisbon and go, we're going to invest in him, he's the future. A kid from Everton, he's the future. So they took that step back.
But they had no choice. They were forced to. Like, they had
because
choice.
Because that was the changing climate, and the changing climate was financial. And Jose Mourinho obviously was a great manager for stepping into that space, claiming those two titles. But when Man United came back, Jose Mourinho was gone.
Yeah, but then Man United and Chelsea had two different expectations. Man United was seen where they had a history of getting younger players, and they would give him that type of time. Whereas Chelsea, they just come off the back of my man getting fired. We need results right now. Go and get us players.
I'm saying
it
wasn't
now.
That. He was second. He spent a ton of money, and the teams around him went, all right, let's step back. So he won two leagues that kind of... If you really look at what was happening in the league, I don't think they count the way you might.
But
think
you can't discredit him for that, though.
I can.
Why? Because he... It's not his fault.
But for me, you can say that about everyone bar one manager for the rest of his list.
No, right? I don't think so.
I think so too.
I don't think so.
They just spent bare dough in teams.
No, not. There's a difference between bare dough and far beyond the market
expectation.
Yeah, but
Ranieri had far beyond everything first, and he didn't manage to do it. And then
he jumped to second.
Yeah, I know, but then Jose comes in and says
jumps
at the
one
start.
Place.
Yeah, but that's the place he meant to jump to, though, Tigo.
Okay, cool, but no other manager's got that example.
I didn't even know the one place it was Toppy was talking about, you know? I didn't even clock.
The side that he's eating is Arsenal, and they're undefeated for the whole year, so you're going to have to spend a bit of bread to beat them.
A bit of bread.
And the bit of bread literally wiped Arsenal out of the conversation.
The first Chelsea signings were... quote unquote the wrong signings, like Veron and all these, man, they were never gonna be.
Oh my,
you understand? God. So when Jose, it's not like Jose Mourinho came in and bought Ronaldinho and that. He just bought some of his own guys in. and Drogba. They weren't
that far off though. They were like, and Arsenal, Man United were taking a step back anyway.
Nah, but for my thing is Drogba. No, I don't know who else was looking at Drogba. There you go. So it weren't top teams. Yeah.
Carlo Ferreira.
I just think he's a revolutionary manager. Even if it weren't that hard.
I think he was a revolutionary manager. I just think everything favoured him in that first 2 years.
He still had to do it though.
And he did it. And he did it with a record amount of money spent. He did it.
And he bought the best out of a lot of players. Terry, Lampard.
I don't think he bought the best out of those players.
I think he did.
I think they were better after Mourinho. Both of them.
What players?
No, but he put that in. He installed that in them.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, he installed that.
Yeah, they definitely.
John Terry was on his way to Arsenal like 2 years before that. Everyone knew John Terry was going to be one of the best centre backs in the world. Frank Lampard had been £11 million. Yeah,
but they didn't have it. But he got them over the line though.
Okay, cool. So what? So he gets them over the line. So then what? Under Ancelotti, they're still Mourinho's players.
No, it's just the fact that he started the journey of them being as successful as they were in school and practice.
Of course he did.
They would credit Mourinho.
Lampard at West Ham is not the guy. You can't tell me he is, Tigo.
But he played under Ranieri at Chelsea.
And he wasn't the guy. He wasn't the guy at under Ranieri. This is fact.
Are you forgetting Jose Mourinho's Chelsea? It was a madness, bro.
I'm saying there's context that people miss. And I've given you all the context, but I get it.
Lampard started his best journey.
It's an important period for
Jose.
Football fans and Premier League fans. I'm saying if you actually give it the context, especially the Man United context, leave the Arsenal context out of it. The Man United, Arsenal would move to the stadium, stripping back, selling players, boom, boom, boom. Manchester United literally said, we can't compete financially with this. Let's find another way. Step back for 2 years. Finish third.
Yeah.
The invincible year.
Yeah.
Step back. And as soon as they were back on a level footing, Jose Mourinho was done out of the league.
That was 3 years later.
I don't think you lot stepped back.
Took them 3 years to catch up. This is, and then even when they
caught up. No, they stepped back.
All right, cool. They stepped back. 3 years later, they win the Champions League in 2008. And then the following year, Ancelotti comes to Chelsea and is right back where it was.
Who? So, who's that?
Ancelotti. Yeah, but I'm saying to you, whatever plan Man United had to infiltrate
Chelsea.
I guess
whoever was manager of Chelsea around that time, they had a good chance of winning the league.
Jose started this.
Yeah, Jose started it.
Jose started all of this.
Ranieri didn't start anything.
Ranieri, you should have Ranieri hired him.
Yeah, Jose started all of this.
Jose Mourinho came back and won the league
again.
The second time, yeah. And again, was pumped out the league a year later.
A lot of managers, unfortunately, go through that as well. So
number four on our list, he is leaving at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. He had the hardest head-to-head competition, I believe, in Premier League history. Yeah. He won one Premier League for it. It's Jurgen Klopp.
See, I had Klopp below Jose Mourinho.
Nah, man.
Do you think he had the hardest head-to-head?
I think competing with Man City's... Well, look at what they've done. Back to back to back to back to back. I think that's the hardest head-to-head a manager's ever had in Premier League history.
Well, I think it's the most one-sided.
And he's the only manager who has kept...
the conversation going, man.
Yeah, the only manager who's kept him on his toes.
And you take a look at the resources that he had in comparison to other people. Like Chelsea had massive resources when it came to competing.
What was the realistic chance did he have? To win that one league is an epic achievement to me. Because look, the year that Arsenal pushed them as far as they did, they won the treble.
Should we contextualize that league too, though? Because it was the COVID.
No, they were like 15 points clear when COVID happened. I think that is nonsense.
I think why he deserves his props, true. Yeah. I don't know about... I guess it's kind of Mourinho-esque, where it's like... You knew he'd do well because of what he'd done at his previous club.
I don't think that's true, though.
Well, I'm not saying it to downplay his thing. I'm just saying I think that's more difficult, innit? To come from somewhere where you've been doing well, club the size of Dortmund, come over to Liverpool and kind of cement them as one of the top English teams. I think that's...
Their first Premier League in how long was it?
Yeah. But you know what as well? Do you know what I like? I like the fact, and I said it at the time. At the time, they was the best team in the world, let alone the Prem, right?
Mm.
And they had players in there that if you put them against the Cities and a lot of them, man for man, they weren't getting in that team. Like, just on paper. But the way they played for Liverpool, it was a different team. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that...
Yeah, but Klopp got into that Klopp, level.
Yeah, I think that's Klopp, the Klopp factor, you know what I mean? So
I think he's one of the most important managers in Premier League history. I think because...
For Liverpool or just the league in general?
The league in general. Because I think you're talking about Man City probably win 10 in a row. If Klopp doesn't exist, obviously there's a lot of money there. He gets that Coutinho money, spends it, but he spends it properly. Spends it on Alisson and spends it on Van Dijk.
Is it him that's spending it?
Because I saw
someone like, not to say that we knew he'd win the league and Champions League, but it's again what he done at Dortmund. I remember seeing breaking news. They got Klopp. I knew it's long now. Something's gonna happen. Like, this guy, he's a serious guy. Like, all these Lewandowskis and the Polish winger they had. And these weren't players that other European teams knew about, you know?
The only thing is that, you know, like, at Dortmund, you might get a bit more time because there's one superpower to go against. I just didn't know if Klopp would have the time to go against the amount of big teams there are in the Premier League and do well. Like he, and especially with the amount of finals he started losing. Like he lost his opening final, like Europa League final. Yeah. He lost a Champions League final. I think he might have lost a League Cup final or something else. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, is this going to actually go ahead? But somehow he managed to persevere. I don't know.
The fans were on his side, man. They saw it. The fans saw it. Jordan Henderson was on his way out.
I don't think he should be higher than Jose in this, but
he wouldn't get that amount of time now, would he?
At Liverpool?
At Liverpool,
no.
You don't think he
not
would?
Not now, no. Expectations are way
too high.
But
that's because he's turned them into.
Because, yes, because of him.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Liverpool, off the back of selling Suarez at that point, they would have sold Coutinho, Sterling.
He had them, though. They was his players as well.
He sold them, yeah.
I think he only had Coutinho.
He only had Coutinho.
No.
Didn't have Suarez. That was Brendan Rodgers.
That's Brendan, yeah.
What? Give Klopp Suarez.
That would have been. They would have won the league, bro.
Klopp Suarez is a Klopp player as well.
Oh, yeah. Dropping deep. All that stuff. Linking up play.
And I know people talk about they spent money. They did spend money. 75 million on.
But it's money they regenerated.
And also. Man City, whatever they spent, Man City would have looked at and gone, all right, throw another 50 on like
them spending money is not the same.
No.
When it comes to like this new systematic way of playing football, yeah, the difference between him and Mourinho and maybe someone else we're going to mention is they'll go and buy like these really expensive players and then from then they build the system, innit? For me, Klopp's like, all right, cool. I've got you who could do this, that and the third and we're going to play this way. And it might not even make sense in a lot of other squads. Like, look at what they do with Trent and how they had Henderson. A lot of people didn't like that. Yeah. But once they perfected that, like Steve-O said, best team in the world, bro. Unstoppable.
Just
so,
ruthless.
Yeah.
It's
and it's worth mentioning that Alisson, Robertson, Van Dijk, Matip, Trent.
Who were these guys?
Wijnaldum, Fabinho, Henderson, Salah, Mane and Firmino started together once.
What?
And it was the Champions League final against Tottenham.
Nah, they would no, bro. He went and bought. He went and bought players that it's like, could he be that guy? Maybe. Oh. And he just went and bought him. And they were
barring
that
like
guy.
Barring Van Dijk. If he spends big money, I don't trust it. I like when he spends small money.
Wait, so you see when like, Spec says system.
Was terrible.
Sorry. So even Spec says system player, system team, and all that. Like that Klopp thing is where you can bring anyone in, and because he's coached them all. Like to play how he wants them to play, they run how much he wants them to run. Blah, anyone could come
kind,
in.
Kind of, but if you look, one thing I would say is that when players leave him, it's rare to find good stuff happening.
No, you're right.
Divock Origi.
You know what, you're right. Did you see Dortmund after he left? Some of them players, the Polish right back, the winger, they look so good under Klopp. Once he left, they were.
System.
Yeah.
Well, even look at.
Is that the Wenger?
I don't
want to.
Like, I'm only mentioning this because. Some of the players at Leverkusen are quite average. Or average, you know what I mean?
And then some special guys.
But I think in a few years' time, they might not look that average, though. There are definitely some squaddy players there.
That are doing amazing things.
Way over their level. Yeah, which I think Xabi Alonso is going to be a great Premier League manager for Liverpool. I hope he is next year.
Let me add some hate.
Ooh, you've been sitting quiet there, Mr. Jordy.
I do love Klopp. I do, but...
But...
One league, COVID... Champions League, COVID. Two Champions League finals, one he lost against a good team.
Quite impressive.
And then the one he won against a bad team and with an injured Kane. 9 years.
I'd say 3 years
he dominated. He should have won a bit more.
Champions League final with Dejan Lovren.
What?
Champions League final with Dejan
Lovren. Harry Kane. Harry Kane don't score in finals. He don't have to work.
He got to the final the year before with Dejan Lovren.
Yeah,
Lovren.
And he lost.
And with who was in goal?
Madrid, Karius.
Karius. They lost the final because of Karius. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, Real Madrid were going to beat them anyway.
They lost.
But ain't they that final because of Karius?
Ain't that bad management? He shouldn't he have said, "I need another sub keeper."
Let's add some hate, man. You don't think you should have won?
I'm with you there.
Karius wasn't his sub keeper; it was his first team goalkeeper.
Do you think he'd done everything he could have done?
I feel like in his nine years, he's done
a ridiculous job.
His job is so good. You try to find
bro,
problems.
Bro, he leaves now, and Liverpool are still calm. That's literally Ooh. What you want.
Do you think that?
100%.
But you thought that about United as well?
No, we didn't.
No? Because I think that the Fergie 20%, I think Klopp
look,
gives
no,
that.
No, look
I
at that side.
More than 20%.
Which they're going to drop then.
But I think it depends who they get.
That United side was old, bro.
They're getting left with the system that Klopp has built. Maybe it's probably going to change a bit.
A very, very good academy at this point.
There you go. Trent and all these monsters.
He's trying to say Liverpool are old. Trent's what, 25?
A lot of young
Trent. I'm talking about Van Dijk, Alisson and Salah.
That's three guys, bro.
That's their main guys.
Three guys, bro.
Their main guys. That's not three guys.
But he made them,
Salah on a scary thing goes like two, three.
He made them, though.
Do you think he's sticking about?
He's fake, bro.
Forget age. You think he's sticking about?
I don't think he'll leave.
The thing with Klopp is that he never signed not one world class player. He turned all these players world class.
No, Van Dijk was world class. I don't think
it was world class.
They were.
I don't personally think so. You're playing in Scotland,
70 mil. You have to.
No, even if they weren't world class,
it was obvious they're gonna be. You understand? Because the Alisson,
he turned these guys world class for me.
Not Van Dijk though.
I'm not. I think Mo Salah was world class.
No.
I think he became legend class, whatever is above
world
class.
He wasn't world class, Tigo. We're not doing that because he was in the Serie A doing this thing with De Zecco and that. He weren't world class.
It was the same thing.
He wasn't on the world class level. No.
No, you didn't have him there. But this is my thing.
You lot are going to disagree, but I think players like Salah, KDB.
They've always been what they've been.
Yeah, I don't think a manager makes them that. I think it's more a fact where the manager will see what another manager wants.
I don't know, I saw it with Salah then. Because why was he chilling? Why? He was all over the place before he
went to Klopp. He cost a lot of money three times before then.
He cost up Liverpool.
He started, so the last two clubs before Liverpool, he was
He cost a lot of money. Yes, he did cost that 55 mil.
One sec, no, I'm going to fact check you on that, mate.
He also cost a lot when he moved to Chelsea. He cost a lot when he moved to Roma.
When Chelsea got him off Basel, a lot of teams wanted him, yeah? So after he'd gone Chelsea and it, quote unquote, didn't work out, it's the same as De Bruyne.
No, Mourinho didn't want to sell him. Yeah. Mourinho said, I didn't want to sell him and he had to go.
And he wanted to go. It's the same as De Bruyne.
Believe Mourinho for a minute.
No way Salah was world class before he came to Liverpool. No way. He was a good player. He wasn't world class.
Bro, if you saw
fact.
The, if you saw
you
the,
know that.
Bro,
think about it.
Man, if you
it
saw
cost
the 43
wingers, mil.
Duh! And how much is he worth now?
In 2017, 43 mil.
What? And how much did he bought Mane
that's
for like 30?
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
43 million is a lot of money.
In 2017?
Like, you lot are mad.
From where did they get him from? Roma, Fiorentina. Come on, bro.
What?
That's
are
a
you
lot
not
of
mad?
Money. A non-prem signing.
A lot of money for
see,
me was
I
when,
see what
when
else
he bought
was going around that time.
Van Dijk and Alisson for 70 mil. That's a lot of money. Because he bought them a year after that.
For where Salah is right
that's
now,
a lot of money.
I don't know if I think I'm with you.
Yes. Brother, he turned these guys world class.
They were world class though.
Huh?
Them too.
Do this, yeah? When you go home.
Roma.
Brother. When you go home, type
how
in.
How much was Alisson?
50 mil.
Type
50
in mil. Salah, whatever Roma season that was.
He
type
was crazy.
In.
He went mad with Zeko, I know
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So it's
second most expensive
keeper. How many players
keeper?
Have we seen go mad at other leagues and then come over right? And flop? He turned these guys world
bro,
class. He built a world
you
class
know
team.
Salah's never been dead, bro. From Basel days. Serious man.
But he wasn't world class. I'm not saying he wasn't rubbish. He turned these guys world class. He built a world class team.
Salah's not different to how he was at Roma.
I don't think he turned them world class, but he gave them the great environment to
but he
show
built
it.
That.
But also, what he did
he never
was make a lot of players who were never on the road to world class to elite achievers. And I think that's more important. Joel Matip, Henderson, Robertson, Wijnaldum.
But for me, he never bought a world class player. He never bought one.
But I would say this. So, can I say
City has bought
Alisson, Haaland. Alisson was the most expensive keeper at the time.
I wouldn't. No.
Thiago,
no,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. That's a
Thiago's not world class.
No, I'm saying that's a flop, though. I'm not, you waiting for
he
part
was,
of that squad.
A world class player, though.
No, I'm talking about. No, but I'm talking
and
about.
And he wasn't a flop.
I don't know, boys. I'm talking about the core, the real team. Forget to. He came
Van
later.
Van Dijk was world class and he cost 75 mil. Alisson was 63 mil. He was world class.
I know. 63 mil for a
they
keeper.
They were both. I'm not going to lie. Van Dijk was definitely world class.
Third on our list was number one on Greg's list. He was as low as fifth. On Scribbs' list.
And hey, Greg, I love you.
And his name's Arsene Wenger.
And Greg, you're a better man than me. I should have done that. I just couldn't pick
really
him number one.
Really and truly, he should be higher than number two.
When you're
and
talking about revolutionised.
No, I'm saying, but the guy that's number two, he should be higher than him for real reasons.
But let's talk about Arsene Wenger.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, man. Change the game.
Legendary.
Either die a legend or live long enough to become the villain? Is that how he says it?
Yeah
man.
That's Jay-Z.
Come on,
man. You just keep that to yourself
for
a second,
man.
Let the good stuff land, bro. You're going to get your moment.
So let's talk about
when you talk about getting players and making them world class, Arsene Wenger is the king. He's the... Bruv.
Vieira's already world class.
What?
Look, he's just gonna go for Vieira.
Let me ask you this then: what's his what did he win? Arsene Wenger
three leagues,
and
FA Cup blows.
I mean, it's a league list, but yeah.
He won 7 FA Cups.
Yeah, so I'm mad like
four leagues.
What mad?
Oh yeah, he won four.
Go by Klopp for one. I thought he had won two.
Go on, Arsene Wenger.
One of them was undefeated.
One of them was gold.
And one of them was in his first full season. If Arsene Wenger doesn't come to the Premier League, do you think like? Fancy players want to come Premier
happened.
League.
Nah. Nothing happens.
I don't even think
it's Nicky Button them forever.
Ferguson might retire at 2001 if Wenger don't come.
100%.
Yeah, the question for me is like, if he doesn't arrive in the Premier League, I know that like Zola, and Chelsea had brought in a couple of European players.
They did.
And, but like, Dash. Realistically, would the Premier League have become like a burying ground for like old players?
Dash League.
And just very English.
Is it?
Even the way he developed English players, they weren't being developed like that at other clubs. I know Arsenal's academy fell behind a little bit to Chelsea and City and even Man United, but the Man United's behind again now. I think Arsene Wenger, it's back. It's on its way back.
You're doing well,
mate. It's on its way back.
It's a fact, though.
But
you've got Kobe.
Yeah, exactly. But the facility-wise.
We
haven't cleaned the sink in 12 years. Cool.
Why are you throwing your prem? Why are you throwing your toys out your prem?
The under-23 team wasn't even in the prem.
At a point, you was bringing up some kids.
I don't store them.
I don't even want to name guys.
But Arsene Wenger, surely, when Arsene Wenger brings Vieira first signing, plucks him off the back of the bench at Milan.
Crazy.
Crazy. Emmanuel Petit.
These are all Arsene Wenger signings.
These are all Arsene Wenger signings.
Left back, you know.
Again, that wasn't known back. I mean, that was back then. That used to happen, and it was sort of like the probably the last person they gave charge to let run a whole club.
Imagine. Nicolas Anelka.
I was gonna say. So is Nicolas the same
ain't
kind
that
of
Bruce
thing?
Rioch?
No. That's Nicolas Arsene Wenger, bro.
Arsene Wenger went straight into Clairefontaine. That was, well, it was David Dean.
He's Arsene Wenger, but I say the same thing. I don't want to bring it back to Klopp. Just quickly, I'd say, is it the same thing where we knew he was going to be world class, so he picked him before?
Who?
Or did Wenger turn him world
Anelka?
Class? Anelka, yeah.
Ooh, he's a 19-year-old kid, bro.
17.
17?
It's the potential had, because he was doing what he was doing, innit? It's that you see it, and you know the ideas that I have for this player, I will get him to that level. You understand?
And I think the Premier League was the right place for him because, okay, he maybe could have done it in France, but a lot of players have done it in France and not necessarily gone onto that next level. The Premier League wasn't the best league in the world by a long stretch at that time, but him bringing pace and his grace and his class that Anelka did, having Ian Wright ahead of him, Dennis Bergkamp to play off, meant it was perfect scenario for him to develop into Nicolas Anelka.
And back then, do you know what I hated? I remember it, so I know I'm old. The Premier League used to lose out on Brazilian players to Spain because all of the top Brazilian coaches watch Spanish football. So even Juninho, when he left Middlesbrough, was meant to go to Man United, but he just said, I'm going to Atletico Madrid because Brazilians watch more. So even that market of players, we lost out on. So I felt like Chelsea was integral, but Arsene Wenger bringing in them French players and then making the league have these great French players that then went on to win the World Cup the following year had such a massive impact on marketing the Premier League for us to get good
players.
You're
not wrong there, but I think the Brazilian thing is a lot of culture, like to do with culture going to Spain.
No, I'm not doubting France any of that, but I know for a fact that was a massive factor in just the exposure for them players. Yeah. Of course, their language plays a part, but the exposure, because now Brazilian players are coming here and they're not talking
about
it.
Even if we can talk about players, Arsene Wenger took Colo Touré from Beveren, a rash defensive midfielder, and made him an undefeated centre back.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
There's many stories
that played for Arsenal. I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, man.
I don't even know where Abue came from, but he's one of the charismatic guys.
There was a time he's the best in the league.
Abue was an AFCON wonder, wasn't
he? Wakanda.
A man didn't get George Weah. He got his cousin Chris Weah. This guy still won a Premier League. I don't get how.
Shout out to Christopher Ray's son who watches Filthy.
Shout out Christopher Ray's son, man. So
Pascal Segon.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying names.
I believe his Prem achievements are the most impressive with how he done it.
Yeah.
Compared to the other guys.
There's an argument for that, yeah.
It's the least money, probably.
100%.
Because when that first league, he's obviously got a great base. David Seaman, Martin Keown, Tony Adams, Lee Dixon, Nigel Winterburn. It's built there. He adds loads of flair and loads of quality. But then he develops those players and gives them the extra years. But then by the time 2004 comes along, he's made Colo, he's made Ashley,
Laurent.
He's made Laurent.
He was a midfielder, right?
He was a midfielder at Mallorca.
Centre mid.
Like, are we going to see that again? Like, for example, because I think there's two managers that
Klopp's
we're going to talk
the closest.
About. Yeah, Klopp's the closest that reinvent sides that are successful. Because
I think the old school's back, man. They're going to start. They're going to football's all about, with all the stats and everything, it's efficiency. If you're seeing, like, hold on, this right back's moving a bit, kind of, yo. Push him up or move him central or do this. You get it's your new team now, bro.
I hear that, but it's more to do with the point of, like, for example, the guy that we haven't mentioned yet, the great Scotsman himself. Like Tigo said, you taking a look at them successful sides, they're completely different. Every single time is a whole new side. And I'm like, when are we going to see that again? And I think Wenger, you know, credit to him, he was able to do it throughout his whole career, have different types of interpretations of success. And I'm saying today, when does that happen?
He's right. Had some hate, though.
He's right, though. The great Scotsman.
That does it, but with
Dalglish, yeah. You
it's time for hate, Wes.
Go on, what, do your hate, what, Jordy.
You're on hate crime today.
Someone has to.
Patiently waiting. Go on.
No, I wasn't good. No, go on.
No, you've been patiently waiting before you get to the hate.
Let's start with go with love.
No, I was going to say, we're talking about your successful years, and obviously there's the Emirates years. No, but at the same time, that's still a successful period for Arsene Wenger, because
you're leading me into it though.
To not drop off, even though like Tigo said, Jose Mourinho and all these guys injected money and he couldn't keep up. For him to still make Champions League, where people laugh about it now, and he did say it's going to be a top four trophy, basically a trophy. I still think he still should get his ratings for that, because we had diabolical teams.
Newcastle are probably out of the conversation in 2 years' time, maybe.
And
maybe.
He maintained it, bro, for 20
Let's
years.
Let's remember, at the time, they was always one, two players just off. It's like, let's go and get that player at the time.
Yeah, I don't think we were, though. I think we were so much more. I just think Wenger was able to make people think that, because
he's a liar.
In 08, I heard someone say to me, oh, Arsenal should have won the league in 08. And you're like, but did you see the team that did win the league? Like, although we've done extremely well.
Arsenal were playing the best football.
I'm not
otherwise
disagreeing
than Barca,
that,
in my opinion.
I hear you, but then I say Man United won the league with Rooney and Ronaldo up front.
And
Champions League as well. Like, we can't compete with that.
Similar the fact to that what Arsenal lost, yeah. Arsenal were the second best team in the league. Maybe if they'd have bought a striker, they might have won the league or an extra DM. But the team they lost to won the treble, so probably couldn't.
Nah, but look at the things like the Leicester season, yeah? It was there for us.
The club should have bought players in that season.
In January.
Beaten Leicester twice, ourselves. You understand? I think certain in-game,
management.
Yeah, like, certain squads and
I just feel like certain teams came for us like more than they did come for us.
You didn't have kahunas.
Some of the injuries they had as well cost set them back. If Abu Dhabi gets to be Abu Dhabi, if Eduardo gets to be
Eduardo,
there's a lot of injuries. Vermaelen gets to be Vermaelen, if Jack Wilshere gets to be Jack Wilshere, it's rare that Jeff Koscielny.
But
let's
hear what Scrooge has to say, because he's on your left hand side and
No. I want to say first of all that I love Wenger.
Disclaimer.
I just have a little thing that bothers. I think he's a liar.
About
a lot of guys that look at this guy. He stopped scrolling to look at me. I think when a player cuts through, he goes to the press conference and says, yeah, I could have signed him, but...
But it's all true, though. Mbappe confirmed, Ronaldo confirmed, and Ibrahimovic confirmed. Who are you talking about?
Shirt with his name on the back.
Yeah. Who are you speaking about?
I think he's just a bit of a liar. Like, Ronaldo, all that stuff. I think he's just a liar.
It's because it happened to you. Ronaldinho should have signed for you, like he didn't. Peter Kenyon disappeared or
John
something
Obi
like that.
We're talking about Wenger right now.
But Robin, I'm saying it happens to loads of people.
If that's true,
Robin was meant to sign for you,
he lied to his wife.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I can't say nothing about that.
About whether or not he was beating a rapper on the side.
He lied to his wife, he beat Lady Sovereign.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Oh, Madame Sovereign.
Madame Sovereign.
Madame
yeah.
Sovereign.
Madame Sovereign. Yeah,
is that all you have to say about my manager, yeah?
He's a liar. He's a liar.
Gold trophy is unreal. A gold trophy.
Gold trophy special, changing the way that people train in the league, looking after their bodies. Like,
that's when Dipset just signed, though.
The Sol Campbell signing alone for me is just amazing.
Yeah, we had someone on this show who played under him, and he said he's a big sex man as well. So,
wow,
Jude Bellingham,
is it Jude Bellingham?
Second on our list. PK had him first. Nobody had him outside of their top two here. It's Pep Guardiola.
He's another liar.
I'm glad that he's second.
So let's get on to, I think people wanted to mention, you go for it, it's about the money.
Yeah, I think
money. It's not about the money. We don't need your money. We just want to make the world change. Forget about the price.
Hey.
Come on, man. That's I don't hard. Know the
Ching, ching, ching.
That tune was hard.
Yo. Pep.
Are we talking about again? Yeah, go ahead, then.
Money, we didn't even start.
Yeah, nah, I want to say, it's a question to the boys, right?
The boys.
Yeah, to the boys, yeah.
What's that?
Do you not, as impressive as it is, think it's been a bit easy?
Oh.
Kind of, but he had Klopp. He had to beat Klopp.
Remember the first season? Let's come outside of the Prem.
Do you remember the first season?
Champions League.
It was bad. It was bad. But this is my thing. Your first job, you get Barca with Messi. You don't need to do anything.
And you revolutionize the way Spain play football.
You do have to do bits.
You revolutionize the way Spain play football.
No, but.
That is the best football I've ever seen in my life.
No, 100%.
Where, Spain?
No, that Barcelona.
No, but when you get to go again, you go somewhere where teams already the best, two hard fixtures a season.
By Munich?
No, I'm still talking about.
It's about Barcelona.
Yeah, Barca. See,
Alessio weren't bad.
They're not bad, but it's like you get
and there's a good Real Madrid as well.
You get more room to do things like become the best footballer side ever.
Messi, Xavi, Iniesta, Puyol, these are all
quality. Dani Alves.
That is the best footballing team prison. Ever.
Inherit
Setu. Hey, boys, we are talking about him away from the Prem, though.
No, but he's telling a story. He's telling a story.
Yes, controlling.
And then the second.
I don't rate the second one.
Bayern.
I don't rate it, though.
Which is more or less.
I don't rate that one.
Even easier.
He lost like 4-0 in the semi-finals against Real Madrid.
To Manchester City, who by this point are financial monster.
They've got a reserve team stadium that's better than most first team stadiums.
Yeah, the stadium's cold.
All this infrastructure cold. Worldwide.
They own X clubs.
Yeah, I think back to 2 seconds, my last point. I think by this point, the Prem is starting to, maybe not decline, but it's going through a transition. It's a post-Fergie era.
He lifts the levels though.
100%. Yeah, 100%. But you don't think that, obviously he's going to go from second to like second and a half.
We need him to take a Charlton job or something. We need to see Sutton.
So we need to see what Jose does when Jose just goes to a normal club.
You know
what's
what?
The question?
I feel like you're on me because I don't know what the question is.
All right, so let me go in, yeah?
That speech was cold.
It's crazy,
good points, but boys, it is very, very hard. Although he's going to the top, it's very, very hard at the top.
Yes, especially to maintain. Especially to maintain.
It's easier when you break 115 FFP charges, though.
It's easier when your club owns a club, and that club's second in La Liga, and you agree to take their best player next year for a fee that doesn't really reflect the best player on the second best team at La Liga, because he's actually on loan from a Ligue 2 team who actually own him. Who also are owned by
my
your team.
Oh my God.
Like, let's
God.
Be real.
Oh, he plays for, is it Troyes?
He's from Troyes, yeah.
Oh,
what Man City have at their disposal here is no one else comes close to what they've got in terms of quote unquote cheating. Pep Guardiola is a master tactician. He's a genius of football. He's an incredible developer of player. Manchester City are also fake, and the fakest thing that's ever happened to football. And the door's closed. No one else can do this now. No one else is going to have this opportunity to do what they've done. So it's a bit like however long Pep's there, they'll be the top one and a half team in the league.
He needs to leave, yeah.
So basically, it stays like this until he goes.
Basically.
It feels that way, yeah. Because Klopp's going.
Just what we said about Liverpool, though, he left a wicked infrastructure. He's done the same.
Yeah, but that infrastructure was being built way before he got there.
He built it for him. An infrastructure. I'm not saying he done like, but he just leaves. So when we're saying it's done, I think again, whoever comes in, just like whoever comes into Liverpool,
kind of. But he's a genius. Though.
Yeah, I think the infrastructure of Man City crumbles way more quicker than Klopp's
okay.
one.
Okay, interesting.
Because I think
no way.
I'm talking about in regarding that playing style. I'm not talking about the infrastructure of the club. I'm talking about playing style because
you know they actually took a load of behind the scenes stuff from Barcelona. That's the start of the crumble of Barcelona. Was they took all those people to Man City, built every part of the club to match what Pep needed. So whoever comes in next, it will be someone that matches that. So the style ain't going
to
change.
So they have to get a Pep manager. I don't want to say Arteta.
There's a Finkel one. The Zerbi.
Don't do that. No.
He's going.
He's chill, man.
He's the assistant manager. Yeah. He's the manager.
Oh. Yeah.
He's chill, man. Don't worry. He's chill, man. It's chill. Don't do that. Don't worry. 6-0, man. Chill out.
Money.
6-0, 6-0, man. Jet Black.
As long as we won. Just let us win one.
Jet Black, we're good, man. We're good, man. He's taking David Moyes.
Yeah, it's the devil and the angel. Which shoulder are you going to take? Manchester City are allegedly the biggest cheaters of the modern era of football. Pep Guardiola is a genius.
How's that allowed to be?
Because they have the best lawyers in the world, and
they got more money than the Prem
down the road.
But when they got
seen their team,
it's like what I said when Liverpool got Klopp, and everyone kind of was like, maybe. When City got Pep, that's what
it was.
It was over. It was like a signing. It was like buying the best player ever. You bought the best coach. Like it's done, bro.
And the third season, they finish off what, third? They lose in I think to myself, I wonder if he's really going to do it. And then after that,
it was a mess. It was a mad.
He was just getting the right players.
And I think that annoyed him a lot. Like that fueled him to just go crazy.
No,
he said, nah, I'm not doing this again.
He experienced the first time that it's not easy. There's not two hard fixtures. And he thought, rah, that's what this league's saying. Yeah,
and
okay, all right.
Don't forget as well, the way he was trying to play, which was like, okay, we lose the ball. We go again. Doesn't matter. Shoot. Like, he really had to install.
Yeah.
Like, and now you see him now, bruv. It's like,
He's built that. Harry is. I know he's had all the money, but you still have to get them players and drill it into them that this is how
he's
we play.
He's a genius. And that's what I'm saying. You balance the fact that they appear to have circumnavigated every single rule that possibly exists to stop a team doing this through lawyers and through very unreasonably expensive strategy, and the fact that he's a genius. It's like, that's the balance, because he is
much.
A genius.
Yeah, too much.
Who did you have higher, Klopp or Pep?
I had Klopp. Guardiola. You can't win that many league titles and be that...
Yeah, but you don't rate the leagues when they lose to the guy that it was against.
He drew a lot with Liverpool. He didn't lose as much.
He never beat them.
He's like a fighter on steroids. City's like a fighter on steroids, bro.
And also this, the pragmatism in those games of not losing. It's like slightly different to going out and losing to the second place team. And also, most of the leagues, he won by a lot of points.
But you rate Liverpool more than City.
I prefer. I don't rate them. No,
yeah,
I prefer.
I think Pep's a better coach.
I can't rate the team that are in the Europa League right now more than the team that are the Champions League with them. I just prefer them.
When you was watching shows like Ninja Turtles. Nah, let me land. Like Power Rangers. Like the bad guy was usually way better than the hero.
Yeah. Which is one Shredder. It took four turtles
Shredder,
to beat
Shredder
one Shredder.
That's true, you know what I mean? So it's like, Pep, Man City are the bad guys. Like everything they do, you kind of mark it down. But when you're having an open and honest convo, it's mad.
What they're
on is.
Brilliant articulation there. That's why Lippy gets paid the big bucks.
I think they're fascists.
Because he referred it to Ninja Turtles.
I couldn't do that even if I...
I think Pep's going to stay here. I think he wants to destroy Fergie's legacy, to be fair. I think he just wants to...
Well, this is what I was going
to
say. Usually 3 years.
I think he wants to stay.
You can't destroy that, man.
No, he can.
Let's talk about money. Allegedly, he gets paid by multiple sources to be Manchester City manager to avoid FFP. He will never find that money anywhere else. I'm not saying he's only motivated by money, but I think once you taste it and you're in there and you're competing, it's hard to walk away and go, let me go take... Alan Kerbishley's wage.
Do you think he gets paid more than Haaland?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
He gets paid the most
what?
Of the club.
Pep gets paid more than Haaland.
Yeah, bro.
Do you know what Haaland gets, though?
Fake,
I think he gets paid more than Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah, bro. His thing is fake. I don't think you understand. Why
bro,
you
if,
think
I'm, if I'm that up, I'm not what? Managing,
bro,
man.
He's got like 9 companies in another planet paying him, bro. In some other crypto, bro.
Bro, if I'm that rich, I'm not going to Turf Moor. I'm not going to Turf Moor.
He loves football.
Well, number one on our list... was only voted not number one by PK and Greg, who had him fourth.
Haters.
Greg, I love that. I love that, Greg.
He was at the game the other day against West Ham. I don't know if you saw that. He took a picture with Mikel Antonio and his kids. And his name's Sir Alex Ferguson.
Let me go.
Go on, Steve.
I was here for it.
So was I.
So was I.
Child. You know what it is, boys? In a different stage, Man United were the bullies like City.
Yeah,
100%. You're right. Any English player they wanted, they got. They take your best players from your youth team, so they messed up loads of good English players, really.
You sound scarred.
And there's players that he's taken from other teams that never went on to do anything, but if they would have stayed, maybe. But, yeah, what he done for Man United, the extra percent. Again, we're talking about Klopp and average players. I'm not saying he's... like Wes Brown, he was really good when he came in, but by the time his injuries had come, he still used to step in and do really well. John O'Shea, Darren Fletcher, who, by the way, when we used to play against him in the youth team, played like Scholes. He was unbelievable.
John O'Shea was nominated for Young Player of the Year.
He done well because he could come into a team and do well, like I said. But Fletcher ended up changing positions, looked amazing. He was a good player, but under Fergie, winning Champions Leagues and doing
back
it.
Than that, man.
Even further back.
They were nowhere near winning leagues.
They wasn't.
Ferguson
yeah, they
in.
Wasn't. And he done it for Aberdeen as well.
There's one stage they were going to get relegated under Fergie. They was going to get relegated under Fergie in 89, maybe.
Was it Hughes who saved his job? Hughes. Is it Hughes that saved his job in the header?
No, Mark Robbins. Mark Robbins.
Was it Spray?
FA Cup. Yeah. So, but again, used to get time back then and time worked out for him. But again, he went and nicked Cantona from Leeds. Their best player. They just won the league.
Leeds.
Well, give him like an extra, like I think it was an extra pound.
I mean, Leeds stole him off of Sheffield Wednesday.
Everyone was a thief back then.
Ain't nothing changed.
Nah, Man United were bullies and they used their position and everything else, but they tried to bully Arsenal out of Ian Wright, didn't get it done. Tried to bully Arsenal out of Tony Adams, didn't get it.
Alan Shearer.
Yeah. But they did get, obviously, Robin Van Persie. Yeah. They did get Wayne Rooney. But I think it's different as well because it's money they generated and maybe there was a little bit more behind-door dealing back in those days.
But ultimately, he had to put 11 players out on a football pitch, and Manchester United were just so much better than everyone for so many years.
Took a gamble on the kids as well.
Yeah, and that step back in 04, the 03 cannot be underrated.
Would you say this? Would you say Man United's dominance is more important and more stronger, more better than it was Man City now? Do you think it was more harder to beat Man United back then?
I wouldn't break 115 FFP charges. Maybe moral charges.
You probably would have done if FFP existed.
Well, it didn't, man.
So, but before Wenger and that, would you say it was more harder to win the league?
So, no, it's impossible to win the league now.
Now it's
yeah. Impossible. I think anyone that wins the league over Manchester City, I think it's such a massive achievement.
You have to do the magic.
If you lot do it, I think it's going to be amazing. I think if Liverpool do it, I think it's going to be amazing.
You didn't think that with the Man United team?
I don't think anyone was that good to compete. It's not like, it's not when Blackburn won it, they spent a crazy amount of money.
And Blackburn signed Zidane.
Crazy amount of money. After that, who are their competition
for
the league title? Arsenal don't come along till 97, 98. Who's actually challenging for
Liverpool.
The league title?
It was Liverpool.
Exactly. Who were never that good.
What about Forest?
Nah, they were done it.
Nah, Forest, it's a good one though, because the generation before, it was them.
Why are you laughing? Because you stayed quiet for so long. Then just add a... Just had a jab.
I thought United were sick until I watched them in Champions League, and I used to go, "Raw, like this is actually difficult." Like Juventus then had Del Piero.
Yeah, we didn't dominate. Could we name Fergie's tactics, like how he played? Like, we know he had the wingers. It was always like did he was he a tactician like that?
I would say so. Yeah, yeah. I think he had to change his system loads of times.
He like Ancelotti where he didn't take training sessions. He just had like
Brian
team.
Kidd.
He had like a Justice Phelan, yeah. League of super coaches. Who was my man? Carlos Queiroz,
Mike Phelan, Brian Kidd, and Steve McLaren. So these guys all went on
Rene
to do.
Mulestin. There's different type of managers, man. You got managers like Pep Guardiola, then you got Fergie. You don't really, tactically, you don't need to be the greatest, because when you got players who's like Rio said, you'll run for a brick wall for you. You don't really need to be the best tactician in the world. I'm just saying that's not his. That wasn't
when
his.
When you're
game.
Going away to a Pep, Barcelona team, and you're putting in Park, and people saying why, and then you got Fletcher there, and you're like,
no, I'm saying he had tactics, obviously, but I'm saying he had more than just tactics. He had players that would run for him and would
that's
die
the,
for
that's
him.
The Fergie 20%, bro.
His man management was great. The best
but
in the world.
It was fear, like rather than Harry's. Like, all right, lad, you better do well. You've been in the pub.
But that's the respect. Well tomorrow, that's still man management, though. You got to impose that fear. Like,
yeah, you can't just respect fear.
Not many
respect.
Players come out saying bad stuff about Ferguson.
Only
especially if they achieve.
Not even ops.
Roy Keane's thing was he wasn't hard enough. Roy Keane's complaint was that he was too soft. But that's because the game was changing and Alex Ferguson realised it and Roy Keane didn't.
Fergie had foresight though. He said, hey, I'm out. He knew when to leave.
Yeah, he saw what was happening.
He knew when to leave. And I think that's why...
Because he went against him twice before. Yeah.
Why he looks like a G. Because he won his trophy and said...
So what, Pep made him quit?
Of course he did.
Nah, I think the money was
74 at that time. Pep weren't even there.
He had heart problems.
The money was
changed. Yeah, but he's got against him twice though before that.
So when surgery on his leg, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, his back maybe.
You had him. On the
chokehold. Remember that clip of him in the Champions League final? He's like that.
Of course, Fergie's an old man. Can't go against that.
So it's not about Pep. It'll punch up Pep.
Yeah, but he knew this monster was coming. Thanos was here. He was just gathering stones.
He announced he was going to retire in 2002 because he didn't win the league. He was like,
I'm sticking around
for like another 6 years.
He won a lot of leagues after that.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Even though I hated it, but it was good for the press.
That was me from then on. Like 2002 when he's saying I'm staying. I'm in year two. I'm watching these lot win the league. So
you
I'm glad he stayed.
You didn't watch it in year two.
Of course I watched.
You
year
don't remember. I don't remember. TV
oh no, sorry. I'm
two.
Thinking. I'm thinking year four. Year four. 8 years old.
Well, that's the top 10. I'm going to count it down quickly. Carlo Ancelotti, Antonio Conte, Rafa Benitez, Roberto Mancini, Claudio Ranieri, Jose Mourinho, Jurgen Klopp, Arsene Wenger, Pep Guardiola, and Sir Alex Ferguson.
That's a good list.
Very quickly, who in the league right now is most likely to join that list?
De Zerbi.
Right now?
Oh, no.
Arteta.
Jeb Black.
Arteta.
Nah. If Arteta wins the league this season with Pep and Klopp, I said, if are you laughing?
If he wins the league this season, he's in it.
Yeah, if he wins the league this season with Klopp and Pep in there, he could go.
Ange Postecoglou.
Ange Postecoglou.
Nah.
Oh,
nah.
So now it's nah. Now it's nah.
Hey, your gaffer, bro. Baldy.
Yeah, maybe.
Filthy5.com. Subscribe to the channel. Let us know what you think of our list. Thank you for coming, everybody.
I didn't put a ticket on my car. Forgot.